Good morning. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, May the 7th. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks for being with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's the question we'll explore for much of this hour. What should Democrats in Congress do to end the war in Iraq now that President Bush has vetoed the bill containing a timetable for U.S. troop withdrawal? One option came from Senator Hillary Clinton late last week. She joined Senator Robert Byrd in a bill to end the authorization for the war in Iraq that Congress gave him 5 years ago. They want the authorization to end on October 11th, the 5-year anniversary of its approval, and then require President Bush to seek a new authorization by explaining what he hopes to still accomplish in Iraq and how he intends to achieve it. We'll wonder if you support this approach or not, and we will welcome your questions and opinions on this for our guest political scientist in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk about this bit of business. This could be the last day of our spring pledge drive. It's up to you, really. We are close enough to the goal of the pledge drive that we could wrap it all up today if we have a strong showing of support from you. Right, Cheryl Gasser?
That's right, Joy Cardine. We have a goal, an overall goal for the drive of $275,000 to end our fiscal year in the black on June 30th, and we are less than $50,000 away from that goal. We could do it today with your call, with your pledge of support. 1-800-383-9772 is the number, or pledge online at WPR.org. And how do we reach that overall goal? Well, we reach it hour by hour. And this hour, Joy, we have a goal of $2,000.
That's right, because this could be the last morning of this spring pledge drive. And because we should probably up the ante a little bit to achieve this, the goal for this hour is twice what it usually is. But you have come through for us in the past. And we know, Cheryl, that the last day, the last morning of our pledge drives typically motivates those who have been thinking, well, I'll make a pledge sometime. This is it. This is going to be the last morning to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio during this pledge drive, should we have that strong showing of support today. So $2,000, the goal for this first hour on this Monday morning on the Ideas Network. Won't you be one of those who helps reach the goal? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Every weekday morning, Joy gives you a front seat to state, world, national politics, events, current events, keeps you current, keeps you informed, keeps you educated, and at times entertains you. What is that worth to you? There is no minimum pledge level, no set pledge level. We have pledges everywhere from $10 to $100 a month. The range is completely up to you. We want to do what's important to you is that you make the pledge, do what is within your budget, think about how much you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Do you listen to Joy every morning and throughout the day? Do you listen to public radio on the weekends to our entertainment? What is this service worth to you? It's so unique and we couldn't do it without you. Be the first call this morning to help us reach that goal, $2,000 in this hour. And as soon as we reach our overall goal, and we think we can do it today with your help, with the pledge drive will end. 1-800-383-9772.
Your support accounts for more than 30%, a third of our budget, to pay for this service, to pay for all of the expenses that come with producing radio programs and delivering radio programs to you. Listener support is vital to the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio, and the pledge drive is one of the most important ways we have of reaching you to let you know that your support is what makes this happen. And right now, this is the, we hope, the last day of this spring pledge drive. It was scheduled to continue through Wednesday if needed, but we are so close that once we reach the $275,000 mark, we will end the pledge drive whenever that happens. Less than $50,000 to go. It can be done with your help. It can't be done, though, if you don't go to the phone. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Every pledge is welcome. Any level makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. You might be wondering what happens if you've never pledged before when you call that number, 800-383-9772. Friendly volunteer will ask you for your name, some personal information that we do not share with anyone else. They'll ask you how much you'd like to contribute and how you want to pay for it. It is simple and easy. The volunteer can walk you through the process. You can pay for it right now on a credit card and put your money to work right away. You can have us send you a bill in the mail, send us a check. We can put it on electronic funds transfer where it just comes out of your checking account every month with your permission. We want to make it as easy as possible to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. And the number again, 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772.
Cheryl, this hour of discussion is, I think, pretty reflective of what we try to do each and every day on the Ideas Network and on this program in general. We will be welcoming in a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who we have spoken to on a number of occasions in the past. He's a very knowledgeable guest, Charles Franklin, who knows a lot about politics and public opinion and other things. And we're going to talk about this new option that was introduced late last week by Senator Hillary Clinton, who also joined in with Senator Robert Byrd to say, why don't we, Congress, end the authorization for the war in Iraq? Now that the president vetoed this funding bill and the timetable that was included in that funding bill, what's next? Well, this is what Senator Clinton is proposing. On the five-year anniversary of the date of the authorization for the war in Iraq, she says Congress should revoke that authorization and make President Bush give a new case for continuing the war in Iraq and what he intends to do and how he intends to do it before this war would continue. Do you favor this idea or not? We'll talk about it. We'll get lots of knowledgeable guests to talk about this particular idea. We have been following this war for the past 5 years, giving you guests from many different perspectives, talking about how things are going and how things might change and how now might this war end. If you appreciate hearing these many different viewpoints on what many of you consider the most important issue facing this nation, we hope you will help pay for it with a pledge of support to 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Listener support for Wisconsin Public Radio is 31% of our budget. It's the biggest piece of the financial pie. And it really gives you membership, gives you a sense of ownership in your radio station. Wisconsin Public Radio really is your radio station. The number to call to pledge support to Joy's program and for everything you hear on the Ideas Network and on Wisconsin Public Radio, 800-383-9772. Some people pledge $1 a day. Some people pledge $1 a week. Some people pledge $20. Some people pledge $2,000. The amount is completely up to you. Be the next call. Be the next person to pledge on the web, WPR.org.
$2,000, the goal that we hope to reach this hour so we can wrap up this pledge drive before the end of the day today. We are close enough to do it with your help. We promised we would end this pledge drive as soon as we reached the goal of the pledge drive, and that could be done today. But Cheryl, it won't be done today if those of you who have been sitting on your hands a little bit and thinking, well, I'll call in, I'll do that next week. This is the day to do it because this could very well be the last day of this pledge drive. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We come to you a few times a year with these membership drives because it is simply the most efficient, most effective way to reach you, the listener, to ask for your support. And you have come through in the past with flying colors. We know that you'll do it again this drive. The question is simply how quickly and when it will end. We would love to not be here tomorrow asking for your support. We would love to go back to normal programming. And you're the person who can make that happen. Your call, your pledge of support, 800-383-9772. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Let Joy and Leo Duran and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson know how much you appreciate the programming they bring you each weekday morning, the wonderful guests like Charles Franklin, 3 hours a day. Not many hosts could do it as well as Joy does with the finesse. She's funny. She's smart. She is up to speed on all of these issues and able to talk with these experts. It's a unique service. Joy's a unique individual. We're lucky to have her, and it costs money to put this program on the air. That's why we come to you and ask for your support.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl. We'll talk to you in a little bit. A reminder, that number you can call anytime throughout the hour, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network. It's 6:18 on this Monday, May the 7th, and we'll turn our attention now from ending this pledge drive to ending the war in Iraq, to what some Democrats in Congress are proposing to do to end the war in Iraq. Last week, President Bush vetoed an emergency funding bill for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan because it contained a deadline for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq. Congress didn't have the votes to override that veto. And as the White House began negotiations with congressional Democrats aimed at formulating a new bill for funding the wars, a bill that could contain some sort of benchmarks for progress in Iraq without a specific timetable for withdrawal, Senators Hillary Clinton and Robert Byrd called for ending the authorization for the war in Iraq that was given to President Bush 5 years ago. And they want the president to make a new case to the country for an extended military action in Iraq. So is this a good idea or not? The senators propose ending the authorization for the war in Iraq on October 11th, the 5-year anniversary of its approval, then require the president to ask for approval to continue military operations in Iraq if that's what he wants to do. Senator Clinton says it's time to sunset the authorization and to end this war as soon as possible. The White House accused Hillary Clinton of trying to boost her 2008 presidential campaign with the proposal, and they said she was naming a surrender date. We will welcome your reactions and questions about this idea for our guest political scientist at 1-800-642-1234. That's the call-in number. What do you think of this approach? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Our guest is Charles Franklin, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's also co-developer of Pollster.com, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. I think it'll be easier to end the pledge drive than to end the war, though.
I bet it will. I bet it will. And we are very, very close. And I'll remind listeners how they can help do that in a minute. But this isn't the first time we've heard this idea. I remember Joe Biden a while back suggesting this.
That's right. Mm. Back in early February, Biden raised this as a possibility, and I think was pretty much the first to propose it. Bill Richardson, the New Mexico governor, who's also running for president, also supported it back in February sometime.
Yeah, it never came up for a vote. It didn't get much traction.
Hasn't gotten much traction at all with Biden pushing it. And Biden is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, so he's in a good position to have pushed it.
Yeah. Is anything different now, though, because of the vetoed funding bill?
Well, I think what you're seeing in part is that opponents of the war are looking for alternatives to simply defunding the war. And Clinton in particular, obviously, but others as well, see the difficulty here of cutting off money as being subject to the criticism that they are undermining the troops and not supporting the troops in the field. So the reauthorization would have the advantage that cutting off the troops is not part of it. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it has problems with its consequences. Cutting off the money is quite real. deauthorizing the war has, as far as I know, never happened before.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if there's any precedent to this, and I certainly didn't see anything.
Not in this form that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And so the issue is, what would be the consequence of it? Would it actually force the president to move? Or would he be able to argue that that kind of authorization can't be rescinded in this way? Congress does have the power of the purse. If they're serious about it, let them cut off money.
Yeah. Now, do you? I don't know if a question has ever been put to the public in a public opinion poll on this specific question. But does Hillary Clinton and Robert Byrd and Joe Biden have any public opinion on their side?
I have not seen a question specifically about reauthorization, but what they do have is a plurality of voters have said that they prefer the Democrats' plan for ending the war to President Bush's plan for continuing the war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a big gap, but it's been running in the order of about 10 or 12 or 14% more people saying they trust Congress to cut back on the war rather than the president. The issue is whether that support is also strong when you get down to the details, like cutting off the money, forcing the president to withdraw troops, and so on. And that's where I think the White House still believes it has a rhetorical advantage and some advantage that the public would like to see the war end, but are concerned about the messy details of how it ends.
Yeah, the White House, speaking of rhetoric, did accuse Senator Clinton of naming a surrender date in a politically motivated attempt to boost her 2008 presidential campaign.
Yeah, the White House has got its slogan, folks, working well here. Mm-hmm. The surrender date is a nice, catchy tune, better than their old stay the course line.
Mm-hmm.
They were a little weaker on that one. I think the White House's point is that, and what they're helping public opinion, helped by public opinion here, is that the public wants an end, but the public does see the White House's point that if you name a date certain for withdrawal, you invite the opposition to simply wait for that date. And so the term surrender date, of course, is rhetoric, but it captures that aspect of public concern rather well. And the Democrats are having trouble with this. There's one other bit of nuance here, and that is that Senator Clinton is not, in fact, in favor of a complete withdrawal of U.S. forces. Thursday, after she started to support this repeal of authority, she said that she supported keeping a more limited number of troops in Iraq for the foreseeable future to do counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, and other kinds of things. So it's important not to confound this notion here, this reauthorization, with her support for a complete and total withdrawal. That she has not yet signed on to.
Yes. This is more of a nuts and bolts type question, but we were kind of talking about it in the office on Friday. Even if this did pass Congress, I'm just not sure, you know, so they send the president a bill that says we're revoking the authorization and you have to come back and ask for new authorization. Wouldn't he just veto that?
Yeah, I am not actually certain about the procedures that would be followed at that point. Whether this is a resolution of Congress or whether it's a bill. And it wasn't clear from any of the reporting I could find exactly how that was going to proceed.
Now, Senator Clinton's vote authorizing the war has haunted her on the campaign trail for quite some time now, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and you can see this move on her part as a way of increasing her apparent opposition to the war, and yet still refusing to say that the initial authorization was a mistake. She's been quite adamant to not do that, and despite the fact that among a lot of Democratic activists, that's a particular sore point. She also has strong opposition coming from former Senator John Edwards, her opponent in the nomination race, who has pushed very hard on this, has produced some TV ads, in fact, for the for the D.C. television market, urging Congress to simply repass the bill that the president vetoed and keep sending that same bill back to him. So Senator Edwards is staking out a much tougher position on defunding the war, and politically that puts Senator Clinton in a slightly worse position.
I see that one of her Republican challengers for the presidential nomination, Senator John McCain, also called this move to repeal congressional authorization for the Iraq War the worst possible idea that anybody could have.
Well, that's saying a lot, given how many bad ideas there are floating around out there. No, I think that the deauthorization comes back to this idea that you're going to force the president's hand in some way. And yet I think President Bush has made it very clear that he is going to resist any efforts to force his hand in this. And so the money side actually becomes, in some ways, the more interesting one. Remember that what was vetoed the other day was an emergency appropriation to continue funding the war.
Mm-hmm.
If that bill or some substitute for it simply fails to pass, then the money is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an aspect of the strategy here. The White House can certainly accuse the Democrats in Congress of failing to pass money to support the troops. But on the other hand, until something does pass, that money won't be authorized and won't be available. So it's going to require a positive action of Congress to add money for the war. And I think that's the one side of this that is maybe has been underappreciated. The president cannot simply continue to veto everything, or the money simply runs out.
Well, we'll talk more about that after we check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, talking with Charles Franklin, a professor of political science at UW-Madison, about where we go from here in terms of the war in Iraq. And let me remind you, it's maybe the last morning of this spring pledge drive. 1-800-383-9772 is the number you can call to make a pledge to help end this pledge drive today. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Monday, May the 7th. And we're talking with UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin about Senator Hillary Clinton's call for legislation that would repeal the president's authority to wage war in Iraq on October 11th of this year, 5 years after the Senate gave its original consent. She says, and some others in the Senate do as well, that the president should have to come back and make a new case for continuing the war in Iraq if that's what he wants to do. We're talking about this this new proposal, but also wondering what you think now that the president did veto that emergency funding bill for the war in Iraq that contained the timetable for U.S. troop withdrawal. What should Congress do now? Pass an emergency funding bill for the war in Iraq with no strings attached, as the president would like? How about passing an emergency funding bill with that timetable for withdrawal again, something the president says he will veto? Former Senator John Edwards says that's what Congress should do, keep on sending him the same bill and force the president to either accept or reject that. How about passing an emergency funding bill with maybe not a timetable, but with some sort of benchmarks to show progress is being made? What approach do you support? How about defunding the war altogether? Senator Feingold's proposal, that's going to be discussed more this week in the Senate. We welcome your questions and comments about all of these ideas for our guest. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. That's our call-in number. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Charles Franklin is a professor of political science at UW-Madison and co-developer of Pollster.com. And I wanted to ask you as well about Senator Feingold's proposal to defund the war. That is, according to something I read, something that's going to be formally introduced this week as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the Democratic leader, Harry Byrd, has said that he supports Senator Feingold's position on this. That's clearly the strongest use of the power of the purse, is to simply cut off the money. The president can resist that only up to a certain extent. The White House can always move some funds around for military operations, but the war is so expensive that it really can't be funded out of loose change for very long. Senator Feingold's position, though, is certainly controversial, has yet to demonstrate that it could come close to having a majority yet in the Senate, and certainly not a veto-proof majority.
Yeah, and that is because some senators, or presumably House members as well, are afraid that that will look as though they're not supporting the troops?
Well, I think there's the not support the troops, there's the cut-and-run aspect, there's the surrender aspect, the acknowledgement that the war is lost. All of these are the things that the White House and Republicans use to attack Democrats who suggest or support this kind of defunding. There's also some halfway houses here that members of Congress are working on. Wisconsin's own David Obey, for example, who's chair of the House Appropriations Committee, has raised the idea of extending the funding through the end of August, which would be short-term funding, and requiring General Petraeus, mm-hmm. the commander in Iraq, to certify at that point to Congress that progress is being made, provide the evidence that it's there, and so on. This is going to be an interesting date because in his earlier testimony, General Petraeus said that it would take a while to know, but by August we ought to know whether things are working or not. So I think members of Congress are naturally going to seize on that as a reasonable date at which to, again, reexamine the president's policy there.
Yeah, we also heard on one of the Sunday talk shows House Republican leader John Boehner saying that the president's Iraq war policy may lose the support of the GOP if it doesn't succeed by the fall. So this minority leader Boehner was saying that members are going to want to know how well this is working, and if it isn't, what is Plan B? So apparently giving the summer for this surge to work, but if it doesn't, even Republicans are going to be wondering what to do.
Yeah, I think this is something we haven't really talked about. So the Republicans have at least as big a problem as the Democrats do on how to respond to this, because I don't think any Republican wants to go into an election year, let alone a fall campaign, with the war in exactly its current status quo position. Senator McCain, of course, has been outspoken in saying that we should continue to support the war and, if anything, devote more resources to it. But that's a decidedly minority view among congressmen of both parties in Washington. Both want to see some mechanism for bringing it to an end. The one thing that started to have some bipartisan traction recently and may come up again are these benchmarks that are being talked about. Mr. Boehner, for example, said that he wouldn't rule out the possibility of benchmarks. But what makes it a bipartisan idea is holding the Iraqi government responsible for progress. And if that progress isn't seen, in effect, blame the Iraqis for their problems and use that as the bipartisan excuse for pulling troops out. That saves face for the Republicans. It achieves the Democratic end of ending the war. And we can blame the Iraqis for bringing this on themselves. even if we were the ones that initially started the war.
I'm going to go to a caller in just a moment, but I did. That reminded me that I saw a report yesterday that the Iraqi parliament is considering going on vacation for the entire summer, and lots of people are scratching their heads saying that might not be certainly not a good public relations move.
Certainly not a good public relations move in Washington, D.C., that's for sure.
Yeah. Alan in Rapid River, Michigan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
What I wanted to tell you, what I wanted to comment about is that if the forces like that there pack up and start leaving Iraq, that's going to give the insurgents time like that to figure they can wait them out. And when they get time to wait them out like that there, that gives them more of an advantage to regroup like that there and continue their assaults.
Yeah. So what do you think should happen, Alan?
Well, possibly like that there, keep the pressure on them, no doubt. And that doesn't seem to be working too well so far. But it could happen to turn. It could happen that they would box them into a corner like that there, and finally like that they would weaken them down. But right now, like that there, if they start bailing them out, they start leaving there, that would give them the advantage they wanted, because all they have to do is to wait out the forces and then regroup like that, and police force like that there wouldn't be aggressive enough like that to bring them under control anyway by themselves.
Yeah, so you're not in favor of any timeline for troop withdrawal.
Well, there can't be any time label on that situation,
yeah.
Because right now it's up in the air. You can't put a time label on it.
Yeah, a reaction to that, Professor Franklin?
Well, I think Alan's making exactly the administration's point, and I think it's a compelling one. If your view is what happens after we pull out. Do you think suddenly the Iraqis are going to get along with each other? Do you think that insurgent forces won't have the upper hand in their operations? Clearly, a complete U.S. withdrawal is not going to, in and of itself, produce a good outcome in Iraq. I think the argument from the anti-war forces would be, on the one hand, sunk costs. We've already lost 3,300-plus American lives. Enormous financial costs, and cutting our losses is, in effect, the argument from that side. There is this halfway house, and that is what Senator Clinton explicitly envisions, and an awful lot of other people see, and that is the need for a residual U.S. presence in Iraq, which combats terrorism, which does counterinsurgency, essentially to prevent a complete takeover of the country by forces that we wouldn't like to see. But that still means a long-term presence, and I don't think that's been particularly appreciated, that Senator Feingold is, I believe, in favor of the complete cutoff and complete withdrawal. But a lot of folks, including some Democrats, see the need for a long-term smaller force.
Well, we're going to leave it there for now, Professor Franklin. We appreciate your analysis of the situation. Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Charles Franklin, Professor of Political Science at UW-Madison. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, May the 7th. Stay tuned. Coming up after 7, it's our State Capitol Report. I'll welcome in Wisconsin Public Radio State Government reporter Sean Johnson, and we'll cover some of the more important legislative action of the past week and look ahead to what's on the docket coming up in the State Capitol Report after 7 o'clock. Joining me now is Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant Director of Talk Programming, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning again, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. We have a goal this hour of $2,000. We want to reach that overall goal during the drive, $275,000. We want to do that today, and we do it hour by hour, call by call. So far, anniversary. We have $700 raised toward that $2,000 goal. Thanks so much to the four members who have called in this hour. Two of them, by the way, new members to Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's always great to hear from brand new members of to Wisconsin Public Radio. We certainly welcome back and greatly appreciate and need members who renew their annual contribution. But someone has decided, two people so far this hour have decided that I'm going to make that step. I'm going to become a listener supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio, not just a listener. And new members are vital to the health of Wisconsin Public Radio because some people move out of state or for one reason or another can't contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio anymore. So welcome. And thank you for your pledge. How about you? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Please help us reach this $2,000 goal that we have for this hour and help us end this spring pledge drive today if possible. Once we reach the goal of $275,000, we stop this pledge drive.
1-800-383-9772. The first step, deciding that you will become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio or renew your membership during this spring drive. Then you decide how much to give and how you want to pay for it. Again, a credit card, a debit card, electronic funds transfer where it comes out of your checking account each month. You can write us a check. It's as simple as possible. The choices the volunteer can walk you through. The fact is, you learn something new every day, if not every single hour, from Joy and her guests. You're a better informed citizen because you listen, and now we're asking you to pay for the programming that you depend on each day. 1-800-383-9772. Let's hear from you now.
Thanks to Laura in Duluth, who called in a pledge this morning, and we really thank you for your support, Laura. She says she listens to this program every morning. Well, I'm glad to have you as a listener, Laura, and very happy that you're a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio as well, because listener support is the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. We are here providing all of the programming that we do because of you. You decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Any amount is appreciated and needed, and all of it goes to paying for this service. The pledge of $10 a month or more is a popular one, about the average pledge, $120 a year, and that entitles you to the member benefit card. If you haven't heard about this one, it's a nice deal. It provides all sorts of benefits. 259 restaurants now participate in this. You can present the card at a participating restaurant around the state of Wisconsin and get one of your entrees free. Two-for-one entrees at all of these restaurants. Two-for-one admissions to various attractions, cultural attractions and performances, about 50 of those around the state. And also all sorts of stores and online shopping sites give you deals with the member benefit card. That's our thank you at the $120 level. The $10 a month pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We know that 90% of listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio listen but do not contribute. 10% of you out there do. Thank you so much. But that means there is enormous room for growth in the Wisconsin Public Radio family. Mother's Day is also just around the corner. Joy, when you talked about the member benefit card, I thought, what a great idea. Pledge in honor of your mother. Make her a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you do it at the $10 a month level or more, then she will be receiving the member benefit card, all those dining benefits, online shopping.
That's a great idea, yeah.
You know, just around the corner. And if you haven't gotten her anything yet, she listens to public radio. One way to go, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And you know, Cheryl, I think we did have someone call in a $500 pledge during this hour,
wow.
And that is wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm not sure who you are, but I really do appreciate that. The $500 level is a major donor. You're a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle with a pledge of $500 or more, and different benefits available at this major donor level, including a newsletter that goes out to you, and you can be invited to various events throughout the year around the state. You decide how much you can afford to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio, what fits into your budget, and then make that call, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Because Joy is part of your morning at home, in your car, in your office, there she is, bringing you the best guests on important issues of the day, connecting you with the world around you. Show your support now by becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at any level. 1-800-383-9772. Our goal this hour, $2,000. We have $700 raised, but we're sort of stuck there. So help to be the next call or pledge on the web, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
I guess I'm just going to say once again, we can end this pledge drive with your help. Let's end this pledge drive today with your help. We said we would stop asking you for your support as soon as we reach the $275,000 mark, and we are almost there. It is doable to end this pledge drive today if you make the call. And I know you want this pledge drive to end as soon as possible. And frankly, we do too, because we really do want to be able to provide you full hours of discussions with all of our guests. Your call can help end this pledge drive today. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Won't you be the next one to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio? If this is your time to renew, but you haven't had a chance to do that yet, wouldn't it be a great time now to call 1-800-383-9772? Take a minute to think about how much you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio and what the program is worth to you. What about a dollar a week, a dollar a day, whatever the level? We have so far in the bank $820. Someone else picked up
Thank
that
you.
Member benefit card. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your support. Our goal, though, this hour, we're still $1,200 short and just 4 minutes left in the hour. Oh, your call could put us over the halfway mark. 1-800-383-9772.
Make your pledge because you want to support listener-supported radio. You really appreciate the in-depth discussions that we have every day on the Ideas Network. You appreciate the wide variety of perspectives that you hear from our many different guests, guests from all over the world, the very best guests that we can find to talk to you about the issues that matter to you. The guests that are that we find Leo Duran and Cheryl Gasser and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson put in a lot of work to find you guests that can talk with you about the issues of the day, issues like the war in Iraq and how might we end the war in Iraq, talking about the 2008 presidential campaign and the stands of the various candidates who are running for president, talking with our state legislative leaders and other lawmakers about issues at the state capitol, public policy issues that affect the way you live your life. What's that worth to you? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You can do it. Your call can make this goal, $2,000 this hour. There is time. It's very quick. It takes 3 or 4 minutes talking with a volunteer. We can make this goal, but it's going to take your call. Wisconsin Public Radio adds to the quality of life in Wisconsin, adds to your quality of life. It's such a unique service. You're not going to find it anywhere else in the nation. And quality costs. That's why we come to you a couple times a year to ask for your financial support. 1-800-383-9772. Don't put it off now. Call today. Call now.
Well, we are at $920 toward that $2,000 goal. Still time for you to help us reach that $2,000 goal. And certainly if you have a generous pledge, you can make that $2,000 goal for us with your call right now at 1-800-383-9772. Help us accelerate this pledge drive and end this pledge drive as soon as possible. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We really are in the home stretch, and you can make the pledge drive end that much sooner with your pledge of support. 1-800-383-9772. Keep the calls coming. Keep them coming through the news for Joy's program. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. We'll talk to you in our next hour, and we hope that you will stay tuned. Still time, though, to make that call. 1-800-383-9772.